Unto us, your children, from the Sunday school program and the main service. Thank you for the abundance of your blessings you have showered upon our souls. We thank you for such refreshing from above doctrines, rebuke, correction, instruction unto righteousness, that the men of God, the women of God, the boy and the girl of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto our good works. Father God, we pray as the word has gone forth, we believe it has not fallen by the wayside, nor among rocks, nor among thorns, but upon a broken fallow ground in our heart. We appreciate you. We bring forth all its expected fruit of righteousness in 100-fold, in 60-fold, in 30-fold, that will not be forgetful hearers of your word, but the word we, our hearts will retain your word, O Lord, may be doers of the same. Bless your servant that you graciously used. May you come to lift up the of his ministry and that of others. Father God, your servant is reporting for duty. I pray for grace. Take man out of the way. Let people look beyond man unto Jesus Christ, unto whom we have gathered. Minister your word unto our souls, Lord. Have your way, Father. O Lord, may you condition our hearts. May our heart be receptive to your word. Bless our pastor over there this afternoon. Help him, O Lord. And bless the saints across our nation for their evening service. May we live here with light heart to Lord for how much great things you have done for us. Thank you, our Master. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome ourselves to church again this afternoon in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall please join the Bibles to the book of St. Luke chapter 2. St. Luke's Gospel chapter 2. We'll read from verses 25 to 34. Are you sick? God have mercy upon your soul. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the falling, for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Amen. May the Lord bless his word to our this afternoon. God bless you. Please be seated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is no sermon that any preacher can finish. I know what I'm talking about. Because when this one preach, under an inspiration, the Holy Ghost will call another minister to take it from another branch again and preach. Another one will come again from another branch again by the inspiration of God and preach. Praise be to God. Yeah. Last week we spoke on Wednesday in our prayer meeting. We spoke about Caleb in chapter 13 and verse 30, where he stilled the people before Moses. He stilled the unbelievers before Moses. Let us go up at once and take the land, for we are well able. Remember that those 10 spies out of 12, 2 out of 12, 10 were looking at circumstances. And that overtook them. But Joshua and Caleb, they were looking at the promise of God. Don't forget, the title of our sermon is God Keeps His Word. Amen. So we are back to our character this evening, and that is old sage Simeon. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the last few statements that were spoken this morning. Children, may God help you. Both teenagers and youths, blessed be the name of the Lord. You see, we don't come to church to play. You boys in the adolescent class, I don't know of girls, but report came in that some of you gang yourself together to be playing while Sunday school teaching is going on. That is too bad. If your parents should hear of that, they will not be happy about you. May God help you, children. You don't come to church and then gang yourself. You gather yourself this way, you'll be talking when the teacher is teaching. Is he speaking to the benches or is speaking to the air? No. He's speaking to your heart. May God have mercy upon your soul. So we see that, you know, this morning, inspiration moved upon the servant of God to speak about Daniel. I love speaking about Daniel. Because what the woman said, at the age of 12, 14, listen very well. A young boy like yourself, at the age of 12, 14 years, he was carried from Jerusalem to Babylon, where there was no Bible to read. Listen, no fellowship to go to. No church to attend. We are talking prophet. Are you there? No hymn book to sing from. But he packed the book of prophet Jeremiah along with him. You heard the way the servant of God spoke this morning. There was, no matter how the hurry is, when they were being taken captive, here and there, everybody has to be in haste. No matter the hastiness.
But one thing is this, because he was a pedigreed seed of Abraham. Quickly, what was he looking for? He was looking for his, if there was any handset at that time. He was looking for his handset. He was looking for the scroll. The book of prophet Jeremiah. Has anybody today, like I said the other time, some of your children doesn't have Bible. I don't know why. May God help us. So remember that, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were partners with Daniel. Are you there? They were co-believers. Out of the millions that were taken captive because of their sin, because of their disobedience to Jehovah God, to Babylon, in a strange land, in a Gentile land. May God give us revelation. Praise the Lord. Now, let me read this before we come to our character. I'm thinking just now of the Hebrew children. When they went into the fire of the furnace, it seemingly God was going to let them down, but he can't fail. The God that did not disappoint Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego here, he will not, he will not disappoint you. Because our prophet said, Daniel stood for Christ, and Christ stood for Daniel. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego stood for Christ, and Christ stood for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Remember that Daniel did not corrupt himself. Daniel did not embezzle state money in Babylon, although he was the overhead of the presidents. But because of his religion, may God help you. Remember the other time when we were speaking, talking about, you know, reading about them in the Sermon Comforter. Baba said, these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they were reported to the authority because of their stand for God. May God help you. May God help me. I don't know which position you are, whether you're a businessman, whether you're a businesswoman. I don't know whether you put light in your own business. But remember we are speaking on a God keeps his word. God will not disappoint them. And God will not disappoint you also today. Praise the Lord. We should not be ashamed of our Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel. He said, if we suffer for him, we are going to reign with him. But if we deny him, he is faithful. He will not deny himself. May God help us. Okay? 58, please. 58. 0328. Paragraph 14. I just spoke of paragraph 13. Now, please be fast. And of our scripture, Simeon and all sage are the temple, and those men had reputation. Amen. And those reputation was the respect of the nation. Before a man can become a priest in Israel, he must be blameless. He must never have any fault. He must be saved. Praise the Lord. How that a man to hold the office of that Simeon did must be found blameless, and he must be found mentally right. He must be found alert and learned and in a perfect spiritual condition. For the priest was blameless. And this old man, at about 85 years old, one day the Holy Ghost came upon him and revealed to him that he was not going to see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. Amen. Remember here the Bible says, they have different sex. Herodias was there. Pharisee sex was there. What's it called now? The Sanhedrinians were there. The Herodians, I mentioned Herodians. Pharisees, Sadducees, Herodians, the Sanhedrin Council, and things like that. Now, But he was a just and a devout man, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Amen. And the Holy Ghost revealed to him personally. He was not the only one there. That he was not going to see death till I see the Lord Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, could you imagine how the people took his testimony? The things of God is foolishness to human beings. An old man ready to die, and yet said that he was not going to die until he saw the Christ. David looked for him. The prophets looked for him. Hierarchies of old, they looked for him. Now listen. All the prophets looked for him. The kings, monarchs, potentates, and the great men of Israel all looked for this Messiah. And it seemed like he was farther away than ever. See, they were so, the prophet said, they were serving under the Roman Empire. Their nation was scattered. The church was in a cold condition. So it means they were no more expecting the Messiah, because the way they were expecting him was not the way he came. God has to come in his own way. God help us. And yet, in the face of all this, that old man had a testimony that he was not going to die till he saw the Lord Christ. Could you imagine what his fellow men thought? It's just like today. God help us. I can just hear them say, the old man is gone off on the deep end. Or perhaps his mental condition is falling he's failing because he is old. But he knew what he was talking about. Remember, the Holy Ghost revealed to him. And nobody could talk him out of that revelation. And he stood his ground. And no matter whatever anybody says, he was testifying that he was not going to die because he had seen the Lord Christ. So, we won't excommunicate him from the fellowship, but we will just let him blow off, because we know that it is not time for the Messiah. But God has always had a remnant who was waiting on his promises. Amen. And thank God, God has got them yet this evening, that waits on his promises and resting on the same assurance, because it is revealed by the Holy Ghost. Husband may see it. The wife may not see it. Wife may see it. The husband may not see it. Parents may see it. The children may not see it. Children may see it. The parents may not see it. So it's an individual race. It's not me and my wife, or me and my husband, or me and my friend. You are an individual in the hand of God. We know that. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's listen. And as Simeon in and out the temple, and the other young priests will say, I guess the old man is just about ready to crack up. But yet he knew what he was talking about, because he knew who had revealed it. And God cannot tell anything wrong. He keeps his word. That's why I said on Friday, God does not talk foolishly like you or like me. Obviously, God speaks what he means, and he means what he says. I mean, God says what he means, and he means what he says. And whatever he says must surely come to pass, because heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away unfulfilled. May God help us, church. That's why whatever we are looking for will pass away. You will pass away. I will pass away. Nigeria will pass away. Asoro will pass away. United States will be no more. The whole world will not be no more. But the word of God abides forever. Because heaven and earth will pass away. God keeps his word. So in that day, there wasn't any radio or television, news press. So the only way they had to bring the message was just from lip to ear. But over in the Judea, Christ had been born. After 8 days, it was a custom that they would bring the male children to the temple for the circumcision, and also an offering for the cleansing of the mother for her purification. The offering was either a lamb for the rich people, is that right? Or a turtle dove or a pigeon for the poor people. Amen. The turtle dove, okay? And it came to pass, let's say about one morning, or Monday morning, or it was busy around the temple, and there will stand a line of women, all line up with their little babies every day, for Israel rank about 2 million at that time. So you can imagine how many children will be born in one day and night. So on the eighth day, they had to stand in this line for purification and for circumcision to the males. And let's take now, being that we have to hurry, and imagine it is Monday morning, and old Simeon, our character tonight, something told him just to sit down a little while. Amen. You see, a man that is conversant with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will minister to him. Listen. Oh, you know, we are going so fast. Sometimes we ought to sit down just a little while. We run and say a little prayer for me, mama, papa, and the children. Jump up right quick. And we don't stay down there long enough for God to talk back to us. God be merciful to us. That's our problem today. The prophet told us how to approach unto God. He said, when you come before him, he said, when you kneel down, first of all, thank him. Appreciate him. Thank him for his greatness, his excellency, his glory, his mercy, his love, his grace, his goodness, his favor, the salvation of your soul. Just first of all, thank him. He said, then you confess your sin. Then after that, you bring your petition. Not only that, you don't talk alone. It made us to know that communion is prayer, is communion. Talking with you are on the other hand, you are on the other side. This one is on that side here. When you are talking on your phone, you don't talk guru 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 from the beginning to the end. You listen to the other person and then you talk, but you converse. That's what the prophet said we should do. He said, but today we are so fast. We just go on our knees. We talk guru 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 guru. We don't want wait on God to speak back to us. God still speaks. God have mouth to speak. God said our prophet. Amen. Are we learning? God help us. So we do all the talking and we don't give God a chance to talk. We should give God a chance to talk. Praise the Lord. Yes, we should give him a chance to talk. Amen. But Simeon just waited, sat down over in one of the priest's office, closed the doors, and locked himself in. And all at once, I can see him reach down into the little holder and pick up the scripture. You know, the Holy Spirit feeds on the word. Are you there? Brothers and sisters, young and old, the Holy Spirit feeds on the word. I was talking to them the other day in Bakatari. But the Bible said, I love staying where the word of God is and feed on the word of God. And that's why that's what I was telling them. But the Bible said that we want feeders. We want feeders. People that feed us, that we feed the sheep. Say if the shepherd loves the sheep, he said he will not stop there, but he will feed them with the sheep food. And what is the sheep food today? Malachi 4 message. We must be ready. Hallelujah. Because sheep feast on the sheep food. And the prophet will tell you and me that the Holy Ghost feasts on nothing but the word of God. God help us all. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That's what is the matter with one of... What is the matter? One of the things today that makes the church in its anemic condition is because it doesn't take time to feed on the world. The church is hungry. Today, when you look into the status of some people, 12 a.m. they wake up, 1 a.m. they wake up. What are they? What are they after? They are just working on their handset. How they can make calculation on dollars, on naira, on this one, that one. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Don't be annoyed. When the prophet said between 12 and 3 a.m., demons roam about. Say that is time to go on your knees and wave them away. But some people today, they have time for the things of the world that perishes. That's the word of God. Just bear with me. Amen. You know yourself. I know myself. But the Holy Ghost feeds on the word of God. The Holy Ghost does not feed on dodo and rice. Whatever you eat this afternoon. The Holy Ghost does not eat on a pounded yam and any kinds of food. The Holy Ghost feeds on the word of God. Amen. Listen, if I was a doctor and a great big stout looking man come to me and say, sir, I'm sick. I will say, what is your symptoms? He will say, oh, I'm so weak. I can't hardly pick my hands up. Well, I will ask him a few physical conditions. Yes, that's all right. And I will say, well, sir, have you been eating regular? Oh, he will say, I ate a half a cracker day before yesterday. Well, I will say, you are just hungry. You need strength and you need to eat. The reason why people fall at the gate of a government decree, especially youth corpus. Look, we will talk about it till Jesus comes. It's because the word of God is not in them. Yes, sir. Because if the word of God is in a girl who call herself a message believer, she will stand her ground. Oh, yeah. She will stand her ground. Do you know it is because it is the same Daniel that said, I understood my books. Daniel said, I understood my book. If he did not carry the scroll of Prophet Jeremiah with him, how will he have understood by the books? He said, and the prophet said, today I also understood my books. That today women will be mincing. We are in high issues, mincing as they go. I understood my books. And thank God for the revelation of the message of Yahweh. Man shall not live by bread alone. You sisters, you, let me call you sisters. You are our sisters. May God help you. Listen, if you go for youth service and you wear trousers, you will give account of yourself before the Almighty God. If you like, purposely wear it. Deliberately wear it. And say, well, after all, I will now repent after I wore it and finish my, shall we to finish my 1 year and service year. Then I will come back home and then I say, sorry, God, I'm sorry. He knows your heart. He knows your heart. He knows the intention. Even when you are in school, you are wearing it. You are wearing it. Even you are wearing shorts that are supposed to be your underneath clothing. You are wearing it. You know yourself. I don't know if you know yourself. May God help us. You paint a little. You know yourself. But are you like Mary? May God help us. Remember, oh God, help us. Hallelujah. So, you need to eat. Romans said today, the church is anemic. And the people cannot stand their ground today for the word of God. Let me repeat. We believe in giving to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. That is the word. But our prophet said, If Caesar wants to intrude into the things of God, park aside Caesar. You stay with God. That is what is the matter with the church. Just read a little scripture, a scripture, one little verse on Sunday morning. But I must say sometimes, when you say you are being led by the Holy Spirit, you want to do your own thing your own way. You say sometimes you just say, okay, let me just find a, you know, a scripture to read today. No, just close your eyes. Mama said, just open your Bible now. You find it is the longest psalm in the scripture. And then you want to read a little out of it. Just share the prophet. Whom are you deceiving? May God help us. You are talking message, yo. Just bear with me a little. I hope you are receiving something. Oh, yes. A little verse on Sunday morning. We ought to have our head in His word. Every minute we have to spare. But today we don't do that. We will keep hours on our phone. Hours on our phone. On video and all kinds of things. No time to read Bible and study it. No time to pray. And take a lot of times and lay something else aside to read that word. I was talking to some people. I was preaching somewhere and I was telling the people. I said, but the man said that, look, you know, read every day, chapter upon chapter upon chapter. They were looking at me. I said, is the message? So that you say this as if you are talking Greek or you are speaking Quran. We are talking message. If the prophet didn't say, I will say it. May God help us, church. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word I proceed. If Jesus was not the one, how would he have known when his face set up? If you be the Son of God, command that the stone be turned to bread. It is written. You are nice also to be able to face Satan with it is written. Amen. We should face him, it is written. That's why the prophet said, the word of God defeats Satan anywhere, anytime, even your business life, under any condition, the word of God defeats Satan. And if Satan can come to Jesus and tempt our Lord Jesus, who are you and mine? May God help us all. And he picked up the scroll. Maybe the writing of Isaiah, and he began over about Isaiah 9, about 9:6, and I can see him as he began to as he begins to read, and he reads something like this: unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. And I can see the priest, that's Simeon now, as he said, oh, I wonder who he could be talking about. Remember, Simeon had the promise. Amen. And about that time, out in the building, the Messiah entered the building. If God made a promise to Simeon, God has got to keep that promise to Simeon. And if God has made a promise today, which we know he has made a promise today, God is able to keep that promise. We are coming. God help us. And they line up. When they line up now, and I notice how they line up. There are old ladies with their little babies, with rich ladies, the little maid babies with little blue needlework, little booties and little bonnets, and the little girls in their little pink. And they had little white fleecy lambs to offer. And they were chattering one with another as just ladies can do. God help us. Listen, church. If you are listening in a house where there are plenty of people, if you are a Christian, you can live a separate life unto God. God help us. Where people will just pick on a woman or pick on somebody and begin to talk about them, you don't contribute. Are you a child of, do you have the Holy Ghost? Sister, brother, do you have the Holy Ghost? You see, Christian doesn't talk too much. Rabbi said, we should live like Christ. He said, we should live like Christians, talk like Christians, behave like Christians. Amen? Act like Christians, die like Christians. And go to heaven like a Christian. Right? God help us. People talk too much today. God be merciful to us. Oh, I was somewhere the other time. Oh, goodness, they will not let me rest. They will just be talking about politicians. This one didn't do wrong. This one didn't give us life. I said, what have you got to do with that? And these are church people. God be merciful to us. Forget about you, Emiloko. Onloko. Ours is of faith the business. Jesus said, I came to do the will of him that sent me. You and I, we are here to do the will of God that saved us. Amen. And way down the line, I see a strange looking sign, a little girl, not over about 18 years old, standing with a little baby in her arms. And it doesn't have on little blue booties. It has just, it's got swaddling clothes wrapped around it. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. So. Amen. Now, if I understand what swaddling cloth is, it is what they put on the back of a yoke of an ox when they were plowing with it. And he didn't have any clothes when he was born. That's our Lord Jesus. And who are we then? But the King of Glory had to come in such a condition as that. Not in a fine hospital room, but in a stable and no clothes to put on. And then we complain. God be merciful to us. No matter how bad the economy may be, Christians, we are not supposed to complain. Complain brings. Thank you, my brother. Complaints weakens faith. Oh, this one is good. This one is this. This one is that. Complaints weakens faith. Lord, brothers and sisters, you and I, we're supposed to look to Calvary. God said, I will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Does he supply your needs? If he doesn't supply your needs, you won't talk now. He supplies my needs. Whether spiritual, whether physical. Listen. Oh, God help me. Look, he cares for the best of the heavens. Does he? He cares for the animals in the forest. Does he? He cares for the fishes in the water. Does he? Come on, hands that we match, we don't know. We are ignorant of if he's there. Come on, hands that have no soul. Animals that have no soul, he cares for them. How much more does he care for you and me? He cares. Because his promise is, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So he cares, so he keeps his word. Oh, we don't need to complain. Hallelujah. As far as we still have clothes to wear, we are not walking about in the street naked like a madman. We should not be complaining. Whatever we have that God has for, even if it is Gary and Kuli, as Apostle Prophet Pastor used to say, when you bless it, and you sanctify with the blood of Jesus Christ. He gives the normal protein, vitamin A to Z, plus, everything that we have to make the body strong, kakalaka, he provides it in those food. It's our God. He knows how to do it. May God help us, church. We don't need to complain anything. Our Lord Jesus, the Lord God of glory, he came to this earth with just common swaddling clothes. And here he was with the swaddling clothes. Not only that, but I can see the rich women say, don't stand near that girl. Is that not serious? Don't have nothing to do with her. For that baby was born out of wedlock. It is an illegitimate child. Oh, it is just about the same today. They said today about a real Christian that won't tolerate with some of their man-made religion. They say they were born out of holy wedlock. But Mary knew who that baby belonged to. She knew what the reason of that birth. And every born again son and daughter of God, though you may have to be called bad names, like fanatic or holy roller or something like that, but if you are truly born of the Spirit of God, it doesn't matter what the rest of the world thinks. It is what man thinks about you that matters. It is what God thinks about you that matters. It is what God thinks about me that matters. Brothers and sisters, let us live for him daily. May God help us, church. Oh yes, doesn't mean what they think. Doesn't mean what they say. I want to learn more. They can be wasting their saliva. But make sure that your life you are living and you are representing Christ. I should make sure that I'm living and I'm representing Christ anywhere. God help us. They might say that you might not be bright or something, but Mary knew what, who that baby belonged to. So she just didn't listen at them. Let them say what they want to. She was hitting him on the cheeks, like a mother plays with the baby, with her finger, and as his little toothless mouth will grin and might not be dressed like the rest of them. But oh, I like to take his place. And there he was. You see, the true spirit of God has never been welcomed by this world, and it will never will be. Amen. God help us. It is always the kind of on the downcast, like it is a little shadowy or something. Well, if the Messiah was in the temple and Simeon had the promise, then the Holy Spirit is obligated to bring Simeon to the promise. Blessed be his holy name. And he, all at once, while he was reading in the script, I can hear the Holy Spirit say, Simeon, lay your Bible away for a few minutes and follow me. There is a meeting going on. I want you to attend it. It might not be your denomination, but there is something going on. I'm going to show you something. Well, men of God are led by the Spirit of God. God leads his children by his Spirit. The Holy Spirit that wrote the Bible. You cannot say you have him in you and lead you otherwise contrary to the word of God. May God help us. And when God makes a promise of a gift, God speaks to his children of sort, because the gift is to the church, and Christ was sent to the church. And Simeon had the promise, and the Holy Spirit, notice here, he comes, not knowing exactly where he was going, but was just on his road. That is the way real Christians are led. If God said, do something, go ahead and do it. That's an instruction to you and me. Hallelujah. We must be so in relationship with him that when he speaks, you will know this is God speaking. If it is otherwise, you will know that this is not God speaking. May God help us. Let me read again. If God said, remember, God's children are led by the Holy Spirit. And if God said do something, go ahead and do it. Hallelujah. Like Jesus told Simeon, so I say on Wednesday, launch into the deep. He could not speak otherwise. That we are professional fishermen. That so there could not have any fish there. If Jesus has spoken and said, launch into the deep, the fishes are there. He launched and then they got a draught. God help us. With the widow woman that the creditor was coming to take her children away. When he ran, she knew that there was a man of God, a representative of God on earth, Elisha by name. She ran to him. Man of God, this is the thing. Creditors are coming to take my children. I don't have anything to pay them. Say, what do you have at home? The only thing I have is this. I only have just a little cruse of oil. Say, okay, go out, borrow so many vessels. Bring them in. Lock yourself and your sons inside. When you lock yourself inside, point to this one. Where's the food? Point to this one. Where's the food? Point to this one. Until the whole vessels were filled. Say, bring me some more. One of the sons said, there's no more vessels. And the oil stopped. She obeyed the prophet and she saw the result. You read the scripture that whatever God told Moses to do and the children of Israel did it, there was a result. May God help you and me today. And if God said anything to the prophet for us to do, may God help you and me to be able to carry it out to the letter. Then we see results. We are bound to see results. God help you and me. Oh. Amen. What did I say? He gave an example here of a dark man like you, I mean a Negro, listen, down in the south, One time there was an old darky who really loved the law and he believed all the world. And his boss said to him one time, he said, "What do you carry that Bible for?" He said, "Boss, I believe it." Say, "You can't read it? Well, what do you carry it for?" He said, "I carry it because I believe it from Kiva to Kiva. That is, I believe it from cover to cover. Because the front of it is reading the Holy Bible." Amen. So I believe from Kiva to Kiva. And he said, "I believe the Kiva also. And because it is God's Holy Bible on it, somebody tells me. And I know that I can't, no, it can't fail, for it is God's promise." You see? Hallelujah. He said, do you believe he will keep all those promises? He said, "I most certainly do." He said, "What if God will tell you to jump through that stone wall? What will you do?" He said, I will jump. He said, "How could you get through it if there is no hole in it?" He said, "If God told me to jump, he will have a hole there when I got there." That's right. He will have a hole there. Our God doesn't, God speaking. Look, the prophet doesn't just joke. Look, he speaks to us by revelation. He speaks to you and me by inspiration. For you and me to learn, because these things are written for example. Brothers and sisters, may God help us. That's right. God keeps his promise. No hole there. Say, go and jump through. Before you get there, God will create a hole. He always make a way where there is no way. He made a way through the wilderness. He made a way through the Red Sea. Oh, my brother, my sister, when you look into the scripture, the thing that God did in the old time, he still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Could you imagine? Red Sea standing, enemy coming behind, unable to do it. Mountain this way, desert this way. And God look upon the Red Sea, standing in the way of his people, his covenanted people, that he said, "I'm taking you to that land." And God knew that the Red Sea will be on the road. And God look upon the sea, upon the Red Sea, through the pillar of fire, with an angry eye. And the Red Sea goes clear. And what is way, what that way? He always make a way where there's no way. That's the God we are serving today, my brother, my sister. May God bless you. May God bless me. Hallelujah. Simeon came out, looking around through the building. He didn't know just where he had to go, but he was going. He was going. The Holy Spirit said, "Move on." He kept on moving. No query. God made the promise. It is up to God to keep the promise. If God promised you healing, don't make any difference how you feel. Just keep moving. He will have it. Just in time. We have read in the word. We have heard in the word. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. That stands true. Heaven and earth will pass away as long as you believe. Oh my! But what I'm saying, you have faith to believe that you are saved. Believe the same. Have the same faith for your children, and they shall dwell together with their offspring in the millennium. They are going to be there with us. May God help you and me. It's the word of God. Glory be to God. So when he saved the soul, he healed the body too. We may even be sick and go, oh my goodness, may God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God keeps his word, brothers and sisters. He keeps his word. No matter, let us not be confused. Let us keep praying, keep believing. God will do it at his own appointed time. We must not be weary. We must not lose our faith in his word. Amen. Listen, church. If God promised you healing, it doesn't make any difference how you feel. Just keep believing. When you are testifying, when you are confessing with your mouth, Bible says from your heart. When you keep confessing, you have not seen any result yet. But when you keep confessing, Bible says, if you come from the head to the heart, then you see result. It is God that has spoken. I'm the Lord that healeth all your diseases. Believe on Lord Jesus Christ, and that shall be saved. Believing now this, God keeps his word, my brother, my sister. He will have it just in time. He did it for the Hebrew children. He does it for all his children. For all his promises. Here he comes, that Simeon now, walking through the building, not knowing where he was going. All of a sudden, he saw that long string of women and that little shyish, blushing girl standing there with the husband in middle age, with four other children, looking at her as she held this baby, little drab, the swaddling cloth around him. And the Holy Spirit said, go down there, Simeon. The one that led him to the temple said, go down there. Remember, there are lines of women. Amen. And they said they should not near Mary with that baby in her arm. That it was an illegitimate child. But she knew whose child it was. And the Holy Ghost that promised him and led him now, when he was reading the scrolls, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. He said, Holy Spirit, leave what you are doing. Come follow me. I want to show you something. He led him out to the temple. He didn't lead him to any other ones. It might not even be Mary alone that had total no as a poor woman. Others were there too, maybe, no doubt. Those that are with sheep, because they are rich, and those that are with no lamb, but the Holy Ghost led him straight to where Jesus was. God keeps his word. He didn't question the Lord. Hallelujah. He just started walking. Why? Someone will have questions. But remember, before time, he had been talking to the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And when the Holy Ghost comes on a man, he don't question anymore. He just goes and does what the Holy Spirit says, do. It should not be too hard for a Christian. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because he knew the scriptures was time for it to be fulfilled. So he was scripturally, and he was right in every way. And he goes down along the line until he comes to this pitiful sight. Could you imagine? The creator in the very building that he made and not even close enough to look honorable had to take the swaddling cloth from an ox neck. And Simeon came down just as soon as he looked into the face of this baby. He reached into that little mother's arms and took the baby and took the little fellow. And with tears running down his white beard, he lifted him up and said, Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace. For my eyes have seen thy glory. God keeps his word. Hallelujah. Let thy servant depart in peace. It's all right now, for my eyes have seen thy glory. What was it? What everybody else was laughing at, what everybody else was making fun of, Simeon recognized it by the Holy Ghost to be God's promise. Amen. You don't have to be blind to see that or know what I'm talking about. What the world calls foolish is God's plan of salvation. To take the church to glory. Amen. What the people in the time of Noah spoke evil of was what took Noah into safety. Hallelujah. That ark. God help you and me, my brother, my sister. Praise be to God. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Let thy servant depart in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation. And he said to Mary, he said, this child was sent to you to pierce your own heart, that the thoughts of many might be known, might be made manifest. And notice, all right, let me jump down. Please, can they go to, all right. Go to 53, please. 53, paragraph 53. And notice, what taking place? He said, this is the sign. This child has been sent for the fall and the rising again of Israel. The fall and the rising again. And this sign will be evilly spoken of. Evil will be spoken against this sign. And the same thing that happened there is happening today. May God help you, my brothers. May God help you, my sister. Blessed are your eyes that can see. Blessed are your eyes that can recognize, your spiritual eyes that can recognize the time that we are living in and what God has done for us today. Look, we are not following country divine vehicles. Remember that, you know, there is gross darkness upon the people of the earth. But arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So shalom, my brother, my sister. God keeps his word. Hallelujah. Oh, no wonder. Let me read. Oh my, we are closing very soon. There with you, church. Notice. Oh, the rest of them were chattering. And hey, hello, Dr. L.D. Jones. Will you come over and have chicken with us? No, for dinner. Oh, Rabbi Levinsky, how are you doing? But way back over in the corner, at the other side of the temple, sat an old blind prophetess. She was 84 years old, and she was a prophetess. And she stayed in the temple and prayed. At that very instant, the Holy Ghost came on her. And here she comes, blind, making her way through people that had good sight, but led by the Spirit. Moving around, all the dress up and the good eyesight, and moving through there, she could see more than they could see, for she was led by the Holy Spirit. God doesn't make mistakes. God bypassed theologians today. God bypassed professors today. Like one of the ministers dropped here the other day that look, you know, what Peter, ignorant and unlearned, wrote by the Holy Spirit's inspiration. Professors today will go, people will go today, for years and come back and see me see. But blessed are your eyes that see. Hallelujah. It's our God. It's his own doing. May God help you. May God help you. She maneuvered through the building until she got to the child, and there she offered praise for him. She offered praise to God for him. Friend, that same Holy Spirit is here this evening. There is not two Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, there is only one. And you've read in the Bible where that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We believe that. The promise is unto you and to your children. You believe that, you believe him for divine healing. Is that not right? You believe for the salvation of your family. You believe it. You believe for the salvation of your children. You believe it. I believe that God help us. No matter what, you believe that they are going to receive the Holy Ghost. God help us, my brother and my sister. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that same Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit that you've trusted in all these years has led you across the country, through the snow drift, down through the fog, around the corners, down the streets, until finally we've come into the presence tonight of the same Holy Spirit that made the promises here tonight to fulfill everything that he promised, because God keeps his promise. Regardless, he will do a work. Amen. That is the God we are serving. And he's working today. He's working. He's gathering his elect. He's gathering his own children. He's gathering his church. His church is going to be without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle or any sort of, where there's no malice, where there's no enmity, where there's no strife, where there's no jealousy, where there's no evil speakings among one another, where there's no rebellion. God help you. God help you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God keeps his word. He keeps his word today. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Brothers and sisters, it is God's will for you and me to enjoy good health. Is that right? So no matter what you are feeling in your body, I'm the Lord that healeth all your diseases. So no matter what feeling is coming upon your body, whether in your hair, whether in any part of your body, remember, the Bible says, put your name there. Put your name there means put your name there. When you obey that, you will see the word of God, so simple. You will see result. When you tell Satan, sickness, Satan, this sickness is not for me. Any little thing that is coming at all, whatever feeling, the Bible says, it is not what you feel. Jesus does not say, how do you feel? He says, do you believe? We must believe the word of living God. Because why? God's word can never fail. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He promised to give the Holy Ghost to them that obey him. And thank God the prophet came and said by the Holy Spirit inspiration, said, full obedience to the whole word of God entitles you to the talking. As long as you are seeing yearning and hungry and thirsty and desperate and desperate as a man between life and death, God will do it. How is going to do it? He will do it. It's not for you or me to question. He will do it. Because it is his word. God keeps his word. Let us pray. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away fulfilled. It can't fail because it never fails. And it will not fail. I don't know what is your need here this evening. It's here to meet that need. Has he spoken to your heart at all?
Promises. Only what is expected from us is to have faith. And such requests will you do to God, not to man. Why? We offer it. Gracious eternal Father, thank you, God, for Lord, the further part of this message that was, Lord, God keeps his word. It's a wonderful test itself, and it's a complete message that God keeps his word. Lord, it is a word that has existed right from the Old Testament because we have been keeping your word and your promises. Every time you make it, you stand. We are grateful that you are the unchanging God. Lord, we thank you. Once again, your word has come to us in a different way. Lord, starting from Daniel, passing through Simeon, coming, O God, Simon Peter, then coming to Simeon, O God, O Sage One, O Father. And Lord, different examples that your word has brought to us. Lord, to be able to know that you are not a failure. Whatsoever you have in your program, you make it mine. While our faith is lifted on this evening, we remember, dear Father, our needs and our desires, which some have signified such, O God, by the raising up of their hands unto you, who only know those needs, who only know those desires. And you are the one that made a promise, Lord, and we know you are not a failure. We ask this evening, Lord, that you will lift up our faith with it, that we will not doubt. Lord, that we will not shiver. Lord, that we will not be double-minded. That, Lord, our faith will anchor on your word, the God that can never fail. Lord Jesus, help us to confess positively. Help us never to entertain any suggestion of the enemy. It is the duty of the devil to come in doubt, to come in double-mindedness and fear and unbelief. It is your own responsibility to lift up the faith of your people, Lord, to the level where all things are possible. Lord Jesus, we stand by you, we stand by your word. And we stand by your promises. I will know that heaven and earth will pass away. A jot out of it will never go unfulfilled. Hear our prayer. Grant our requests. Meet our needs. Solve our problem. Deliver us from our fears, Lord. Every instrument of the enemy, by faith, we bring them subject under the soles of our feet. Prevail, Heavenly Father, and give, O God, each one of us a testimony, Lord, concerning our request. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May this word, O God, never fall on deaf ears, Lord. May they never go inside, O God, through the right ear and go out through the left, Father. But may your spirit water them in our heart. May they bring fruits of righteousness. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Lord, may subsequent days and weeks witness testimonies of the evidence of these blessings. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Your servant that you have made use of, O God, to bring this blessing down, we ask, Lord, that you will bless him. We pray you will recall him. We pray you lift up the honor of his ministry. Give him strength, O living God. All, O God, the responsibility and all that you have ordained to do in your body, O Father, both here and everywhere you have him to go, may your strength and your presence go with him. May always have the grace, O God, as you have helped him thus far, to declare the whole counsel of God. Thank you, dear Father. We want to thank you, O God, for the entire day. Not only here, but wherever the saints are gathered. We know on account of time, some are just gathering now, and some, O God, are in their first service, and some perhaps maybe that's the only service they will have. Whichever way, O Jehovah God, the blessings you have ordained for your people today, Master Jesus, may it not elude any of your children. Those who are through the tape, we ask your blessings to rest upon them. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The sick that you have healed, the oppressed that you have delivered, and the captives you have set free, those that you have filled with your spirit, all that you have accomplished, O God, in the body of your children today, Master Jesus, may the blessing exist and last until your coming. Thank you, Eternal Father. Very soon we'll dismiss from here, not from your presence, but to go back to our homes, O God, because the time we have set for the service has come to an end. You brought us safely. May you go back home with us, Lord. Give us a wonderful week, dear Father. May the week be full of joy. May be full of blessings. May be full of victories. May be full, O God, of accomplishment of the things, O God, you have promised in our life, Lord. We pray for students for your blessing. We pray, O God, that you will recall them and give unto them, Lord, retentive memory, O Father. Help them to be serious with their studies. Add your blessings on their efforts, Lord. We pray for workers for your blessings. We pray for business people that you grant unto them the desires of their heart. Prosper their ways. Rebuild the forest for their sake. As they move around, O God, seeking for what they will eat, may nothing eat them on the way, Father. Lord, when the O God security is porous everywhere, we ask for protection over your people. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Lord, the service of the week on Wednesday, make it a blessing unto us. At the weekend, some of us will travel to Ilarum. May your grace go with us. And Lord, every activity that your children will be involved in, may you see each one through, Lord. Lord, may every sick receive perfect healing, dear Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Be with your servants at Embakatari and bring them back safely. May your name be glorified. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. God bless you. We thank the Lord for the privilege to be in church today and the blessings of God. Next garden will be Wednesday, midweek service at 5 o'clock. And then a joyful song. I will praise you, sir, for the Lord. Up to about 35% of us know the chorus. I don't think is it tedious to learn if we are learning for the first time. May the Lord be our help. I will sing unto the Lord a joyful song. I will praise Him.